2 Timothy 2:7, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. We need to think critically. The lessons that we've had to consider have been excellent, and these, I think, are to be tied together by this last verse. Consider these things. Paul's writing from the Holy Spirit. You have to be evangelists. You have to be soldiers. You have to be like farmers. You have to be like one who competes according to the rules. Then he says, now think about that. Consider. It's from a Greek word that kind of means just perceive and understand and put everything together. In the Psalms, there's that word that's highlighted in yellow there, Selah, or Selah, however you want to pronounce it. A lot of people don't know what it means. I'm not for sure I know what it means. One of the best explanations I heard is that it's a musical term that means stop, think about it for a second. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there's no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Quite a different thought. Stop and think about it. Well, let's stop and think. You think. Each one of us think. The you is not there in 2 Timothy 2:7, but it sure is implied. You consider. You think. The word is noeo in the Greek. It means to perceive with the mind, to understand. You have to do it with your heart. You have to understand with your heart. In John chapter 12, verse 40 is used the Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 reference that they have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. They don't understand with their hearts. Some people might understand with their minds, but don't understand with their hearts. I knew a guy who for 40 years refused to be baptized into Christ, and he knew the gospel. His wife was a faithful Christian. He refused to be baptized into Christ. What's bothering you, I asked. Why won't you do that? What'll make this happen? Maybe lightning will strike me someday. I didn't like the answer. I told him I didn't like the answer. Everybody else was on him for 40 years. His wife died. 2 weeks later, he was baptized. He finally understood with his heart. Those people on the day of Pentecost were pricked in their heart. This is an open comprehension. Understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, Paul said. I want you to understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. I'm writing it down for you so that you can get it. It could be an inferior comprehension. God is able to do far above all that we ask or think. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It could be inferior on our part that we're thinking in an inferior manner. These people in 1 Timothy 1, verse 7, desire to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things that they don't understand it. They're not getting it. And that's sort of a negative thing. I love the sequence in Matthew and in Mark. I have Mark's references up here. In Mark 7, verse 18, Jesus is talking with the disciples, the Pharisees, who've accosted the disciples because they're not washing their hands. Don't you understand it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the heart? Don't you understand? And then there are the disciples who watched Jesus as he fed 5,000 men plus women and children with one boy's lunch. And then they watched as he fed 4,000. And then they get on a boat. They start to go across the sea. And Jesus says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they think, he's telling us we didn't bring any bread. Jesus gets frustrated. How do you not understand yet? How many loaves did I have when I fed the 4,000 or 5,000? How many baskets did you take up? How many baskets take up after that second feeding? How do you not yet understand? You're not getting it yet. This is the same word as in our passage, consider. We need to get it. The Lord wants us to get it. We're capable of getting it, and we can get it. Hebrews 11:3 is an example of us getting it. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God and that the things which are made were not made of things which are visible. We understand that finally. Now, that's the idea. Let's process that. Consider with your heart what has been said today. We need to be people who involve other people in evangelizing others. Commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. We need to be people who are willing to take hardships. I'm not good at thinking about that, but that's one of the things that Paul commanded from the very outset. We need to be people who are willing to take hardships for the gospel of Christ. We need to be people who contend lawfully. The other side may cheat, and they may steal, and they may rob, and we may feel at a disadvantage, but we're not at a disadvantage because the all-powerful God is on our side, moving in providential ways that we'll never know. And we need to work hard, as we just heard from our brother. We need to work hard. We need to work efficiently. We need to work tirelessly at all of these things. Process that. Consider what I have to say. Think about that. And then we rely on God for it. You rely. Verse 1, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Did you catch that? When I taught the book of Romans, I said, this is an umbrella passage. We have access by faith, that's the door, into this grace in which we stand. And grace is over all of it. I still need to obey. I still need to compete by the rules. I need to suffer hardships. I need to evangelize. I need to be a hard worker. But we're standing strong in the grace. Without God's grace, we wouldn't have hope. We can be strong in God's grace. It's not up to me. If it was up to me, I wouldn't be strong at all. We need to use our brethren, be in the employment of our brethren, help our brethren, let them help us, teach others that they may teach others also. Remember what Jesus said to the disciples in John chapter 4? I'm sending you to reap what you have not sown. Others have sown, and you're entering into their labors. And you'll sow, and other people enter into your labors. You may be sowing seed that somebody's going to reap 50 years after you're dead. You may be sowing seed that somebody's going to reap 3 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now, 10 weeks from now. We're all in this together. I can tell you, you can tell me about conversions where it wasn't just you, it was some other person. You came along and did the baptizing, but you had generations of seed sown. That's the great beauty of the passage of Luke 17 there. We're just servants. The results aren't up to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that he mentioned, I sowed, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. Christ is the foundation, and if any man builds on that foundation with gold, silver, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will be tested by the fire. Now, gold and silver might withstand that, but wood, hay, and straw aren't. And if a person's work is lost, he'll suffer loss. If the work I do doesn't seem to turn out well, that's going to hurt. But it's not completely in vain because it was all by the authority of the Lord. And he'll still receive a reward. The word of God will not return void, Isaiah 55, verse 11, but it will accomplish the purpose for which he has sent it. We need wisdom from God. Consider what I have to say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. This word understanding is from a great, great little Greek word, if I understand it correctly, synesin, S-Y-N is the Greek transliteration. You might think of it, it kind of goes over into English, like a symphony, S-Y-M. You're bringing together sounds, phonos, sound, you're bringing together. You're bringing something together. This is where we get our word synthesis. You're supposed to consider this, and may the Lord give you synthesis of all this. Get this together. You got to be a hard-fighting soldier. Get this together. You got to be a hard-working farmer. Get this together. You have to teach others so that they can teach others. Get this together. You can't do it by yourself. It's all based on God. You have to rely on God. Get all this together. May the Lord give you understanding. You know, the Lord promises that if we ask according to His will, He will give it to us. Remember that 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15? Well, He commands us to ask for wisdom. Do you think He'll give it to us if we ask? If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give to all men liberally and without reproach. James chapter 1, verse 5. Psalm 119, verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. I have to do the study. I have to put the work in. The Spirit's not just going to enter my heart and do it. I have to put the work in, but I can pray, Lord, give me understanding. I don't understand why this is happening out in the world. I don't understand why this is falling apart. I don't understand why my family's falling apart. I don't understand why the country's falling apart. I don't understand why nobody's interested. Lord, you understand. Just help me put it together. Just help me get it all together and serve you till the day I die so that I can go be with you and see you for all eternity. That's what the passage is asking. You ask. He has provided grace. He has instructed to teach, endure, contend, and work. And He expects our obedience. And that's not harsh. That's all He expects. He doesn't expect me to be successful. He expects my obedience. Now, I want to be successful. If He wants me to be successful, I'll be successful. But there's still that free will angle that people have. They can choose whether or not to obey. It's up to them. He just wants my obedience. And when I get to judgment day, it won't be how many people have you baptized and how many people have stayed faithful. It'll be, did you obey? Amen. Did you have Christ living in you? Did you do what He expected? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the work of God, not of works. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Some people stop there. Don't stop there. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Grace connects with what we do. Titus 2:11-14, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, doesn't stop there, it teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. We can't wait for him to come, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. We want to do well. The Lord will help us do well. You want to be a good farmer, a hardworking farmer. You want to compete according to the rules. You want to be a good evangelist. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Thank you.